right, everybody. Today we have Derek Pierce with us. And, well, let's see. Where do we start? Derek and I have been knowing each other for years. We've been working together. He is actor, director, personal trainer, entrepreneur, like so much shit. What's up, Derek?
That's it. You said you had like this long ass fucking intro and all these wonderful things that I've done. And on and on, that's it. Fucking slow ass applause. Didn't mention the fact I've been in the business for 13 fucking years. And I've been nominated every goddamn year for every award on the fucking planet and never won shit ever. I am the legitimate Susan Lucci of porn. Jesus Christ. There's so much pathetic shit that I've done that I should have a pat on the back for. Yeah. Find your fucking sound. So for those of you that obviously, you didn't see what we were talking about before. I was asking the Pope. Did they call you fucking JP?
JP.
Fuck
the
off,
Pope,
it's JP.
One. Yeah.
I was asking about this lovely soundboard that he has because it's really nice. And he's like, oh, yeah, man, it's the fucking Trailblazer Audio Master 3000, whatever the fuck it is. And I'm like, that shit is dope. And he's like, yeah, it's got all these fucking sounds and 8x8 and find the sound and move on to the next thing. And I can program it and all this shit. And I said, what was that? He said, like $700. I found an app for $7. They got all the same shit. So while he's looking for sounds, I might try to beat him to the punch with a few of mine.
I know. Now I'm worried about it. You're going to be like, fucking. Now I got to pull my sound thing up so I got my menu so I can know what I'm going for. You're going to fuck me up. So it's AVN week. You're out here in Vegas with us.
Yeah.
We just did a shoot.
You By the way, I'm not paying attention to you. I'm actually posting my IG that we are doing your podcast. So I'm paying attention, just not 100%.
That's okay. I do the same thing. You'll look over here when you start talking. I'm going to be sliding around looking at the computer, so it'll be good.
That's a whole other thing. Sometimes I can't tell when you're paying attention.
I know. Don't worry.
Where are you looking?
You.
Oh, you have your glasses on.
I do.
Yeah.
It doesn't straighten the eye, though.
No, but it blurs it so much that I can't tell.
It's just the glare. So anyway, alrighty. So you... Let's go back to what you added in your intro. So you joined the industry in 2007, yeah?
About that, yeah. I think 2007, 2008. I think officially, actually it might have been the end of 2008. So where are we in? 13? Well, end of 7. So kind of 7 didn't really exist. So let's just call it 2008 because okay. I think I started in like December, November of 07.
So the year was over enough.
Yeah.
And you've been tons of nominations. You've had fucking best actor, best male performer, all of this shit on
best
top
supporting
of
actor, best boy girl sexy, best three way, best now even best what is it, the craziest sexy,
most outrageous sexy,
yeah. For a kink for Family's Tide.
See,
go figure.
Well.
Not go figure because you wonder why you'd win, but I mean, go figure that like Family's Tide would have like the most insane sex scene in it.
Right. The craziest one, when I did that that movie I did, we had one with Faruga James where...
Oh, yeah, I like her.
I pinned her down.
Yeah.
There was no bondage, and it was like this nightmarish kind of quick thing.
Was that from your movie?
Yeah.
I remember.
And the shirt came off to show one boob.
Yeah.
And all you saw was the back of my hand because I pulled her shorts down just enough to do what I did. And it got voted most outrageous. We didn't win it, but I was like, you can't even see anything. And it was nominated. So I was like, fuck, I'll take that shit all day.
Hey, turn up my headphones.
Okay.
We should have checked that. That's the tech. Yeah, there you go.
See how nice that is?
Now I can hear everything.
Can your $7 app do that?
Bet you it can. Bet you if I plug in some headphones on that bitch, I can turn the sound up.
I got a place for it. We'll have to try it later. So what do you think, though, in all honesty, why? I mean, because you and I have worked together. I've known you your whole career.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, worked alongside you. I've watched you come in from a guy who was like, you came in confident to begin with. You didn't come in like, I don't know what I'm doing. You came in strong. And you've been progressively getting better every time. What do you think?
So everybody, here's the thing. When we talk, because we're here for awards, right?
Right.
It's award season. There's only one person that's going to like you as far as being AVN at the end of the show in each category. So if there's 10 people in a category, 9 people are going to think you're a fucking asshole and you cheated, right? One person is going to be like, good fucking choice. Yeah, good choice. You did it. I earned that, you know? So you're screwed from inception. But I think my personal opinion, so I've only been nominated for Performer of the Year twice.
Okay.
Which I don't necessarily agree with that, but meh, you know, whatever. First off, I don't think the criteria is very well set in stone. I think it's kind of floating. You know what I mean? And if we talk about limits and shit like that, you don't have floating limits. They're fucking hard limits, and they are what they are.
Concrete.
They're etched, you know. And I think that when you're talking about parameters of something that can have personal interpretation, I think you should have some very, very good guidelines as to what it is.
Right.
So I think that that needs to be a little more etched in stone. And also, let's call a spade, man. A lot of the reviewers, they're not in their 30s or 40s.
Right.
They're a lot older, you know. And so they're used to the performers that they've seen for a long period of time. So I think that has something to do with it.
Right.
And also I think it has to do with what product they come across. Kink being Kink, for the longest time, they didn't have any distribution.
Right.
Right. It was just all internet, and they were blazing, and y'all were killing it on the internet. Right. But a lot of people would be like, at Avian, would be like, I don't know who Kink is.
Like, I was just talking earlier. I was like, I can walk up like I'm going to be on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And I'm actually talking to models to see if they want to kind of stroll with me. Right. Because guess what's going to happen when I walk through there?
They're going to pass you by.
They're going to be like, click, like, okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to push me through there so quick. I mean, and it's not me, you know, self-deprecating. It's a fact. 15 right. plus years of being in this motherfucker, and I've made two official DVDs that right. people may or may not know. So it's just one of those, it is what it is.
Right.
But I'm also going to start riding those motherfuckers because I want Hall of Fame, bitch. If nothing else, put me in the Hall of Fame because I've been doing it this long.
Then I think Kink got distribution through Jules.
Right.
And then things kind of got a little more amped up, and things started to change a little bit.
Right.
And so what I think is like this, and I always use Manuel as a really good barometer for the business, right? Manuel Ferrara is by far one of the best all-around performers, except for the fact that his French accent hinders his English abilities. But it's actually gotten so much better than from when I first met him, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, right?
Right.
And like, but so if you use Manuel as a barometer and you say, okay, this is what a performer of the year can do. Right. Okay, cool. I'm cool with that standard. You know what I mean? But what happens is, so somebody like Manuel shoots for Evil, shoots for Brazzers, shoots for Naughty, shoots for Bang or whoever
right.
top dogs, you know, that meaning that they spend a lot of money. He shoots for those people. So when it comes time for product to come across reviewers' desks, right? So let's say Manuel shoots 15 times a month and I shoot 15 times a month.
Right.
That's not an insane number. It's very, very doable. And
especially these days.
It's probably relatively accurate because we both have other projects going on and right. shit like that. So Manuel's scenes are for companies who have heavy advertising with AVN.
Right.
So out of the 15 scenes, let's say 10 of those scenes make it across a reviewer's desk.
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm still shooting the 15 scenes as well, but maybe I only shoot for companies that have 5 or 6 of the scenes coming across reviewers' desks. Right. So they're like, oh, Derek Pierce, yeah, it looks good. Derek Pierce, yeah, it looks good. And then, oh, Manuel. Derek Pierce, Manuel, Derek Pierce. Man, Manuel's fucking killing it.
Yeah. Derek's all right, but goddamn, look at Manuel.
I mean, Derek's doing good, but Manuel is in all these fucking titles.
Right.
So, you know, it's like the more of the advertising that you see, the more I think you will maybe lean in that direction. And not to say that a guy like Manuel doesn't deserve it. He
right.
has. But, I mean, dude's won like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
And it's not that he hasn't deserved it, but maybe other people have been up to par as well.
Right.
So my opinion is if you're a reviewer, you have a responsibility to look beyond what is on your desk.
Right.
You know, so you see that Manuel's killing it. We'll see what directors Manuel's shooting for. Oh, he's shooting for, for Brazzers, you know what I mean?
Right.
Caden is his fucking wife.
Right.
So he's shooting for Caden. Well, who does Caden also book? What girls does she book? Oh, she books, you know, Charity, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? And then,
right.
well, who does Charity like? And you start to look for, like, the patterns of, like, who the top performers really are. And I think that'll give you a more rounded view as to their
right.
ability. And, again, not to knock a guy like Manuel, because I'm not. Like I said, the dude's a G. You
right.
know what I mean? He's earned his way into the limelight and the spotlight, and he deserves it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean nobody else does.
Exactly.
And I've always felt like, AVN, can you stop sucking so much Euro dick? Seriously. Like, I mean, fucking Marcus Dupree and then Mick Blue and then Manny, you know, Manuel. And again, not that they're not deserving, but there are a whole host of other ones. I was ecstatic when Ryan Driller won for X-Biz. because I was like, okay. Oh, fuck yeah, dude is a grinder. He does everything. You know what I mean? He does acting. He does gonzo scenes. And he doesn't do everything, right? But, I mean, he's diverse.
He's out there.
And so when you see a guy like that grinding and then he actually gets the accolade for it, this year it's probably going to be Seth. You know, and I can't knock Seth Gamble. I mean, the dude puts his heart into the shit. I have my own personal opinions about, you know, everybody's position in this business, but I can't knock that boy's hustle. Nope. That boy's hustle is 100. And, you know, he kicked ass last year, which put him in a good position this year. And so his chances of winning this year are really high.
Yeah.
You know, I'm nominated. If I win this year, I will laugh my ass off. Because
of the company you're in?
No. Because it just hasn't been a red letter year for me. I wasn't shit. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a bad year. I just didn't do like super major products. The year I should have won was the year we did Magic Mike. That's the year I should have won.
Right.
Because that was the year that I was like, fuck you. You can't turn shit on without seeing me.
Right.
You know? And so for the last 2 years, I've still worked a lot, but just not in the bigger titles like
the ones that ABN and XBiz is looking at. Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like, it's the money. And it does go back to what you were talking about as far as it coming across the desk. It also comes across as, the stuff that's going to come across the desk also has to do with how much money is being spent on advertising through that company.
It is, but everybody goes, oh, it's fucking rigged. It's not. It's not rigged. I know that for a fact. Now, will advertising maybe help get you nominated? Sure, it might help because they're seeing more of your product. But will I get you the actual nominations? No.
No.
And the way that
I can tell you that for a fact because my movies that get the nominations, Kink hasn't paid for advertising in years. No. Not that I'm aware of.
No, they haven't, I don't think. And the other thing is, what a lot of people don't realize is how, so like, yeah, last year or the year before, they put out a little video on the voting system. Like, this is how the voting works. Right. This shit wasn't even accurate. You know what I mean? That's not how the voting works. The voting works just like the Oscars do. There's a point system that's put into place. And the problem with the point system, and I don't know how to fix it, but the problem with the point system is, if you have 10 people voting, and then there's a numerical value for number 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's usually reversed order, right?
Right.
So first place gets 10 points, second place gets 9, all the way down, right? So if there's 10 people voting and you get 10 points for the first 5 people, and then you get 5th for 2 people, and then 8th or 9th for the last 3,
right?
But I get top 3 to 5 across the board, I'm going to have more points than you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so more people thought I was the top performer, except for these fuckers that put me at the bottom, right?
Right.
And but I was more consistent than you, so I end up with more points.
Right.
You know, but I wasn't necessarily the majority's favorite. I don't know how to fix it. It's just part of voting and the problem with the voting system. But I'm an egotistical son of a bitch, and I want the fucking accolades.
Well, I'm the same way. I feel like, because here's the thing. If you come in and you put the work in, and like you and I both talked about before, there's a lot of off-camera stuff, is you put the fucking work in, you have the hustle. It's not like you're showing up and you're like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, you come in and you're 100% every motherfucking time that I try, on my sets.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't imagine, knowing you as a friend, I can't imagine you're that way on anybody else's set. You're like, eh, whatever.
I always try to put my best foot forward. I try to give people what they want. Sometimes it goes awry. I mean, listen, any performer that tells you they've never failed is a fucking liar.
Right. The only way you succeed is by failing a lot more than you succeed. It's getting back up and keep going.
There's just dudes like, hey, man, sometimes the wind don't blow in my direction. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. Like, fucking wake up, bro. Wake up. Come on, man. Wake up. And sometimes the dick gods are just not in your favor. And it is what it is.
Well, that's the same thing as an anal queen showing up on a set one day and she got swamp ass. Or mud butt, rather. And sometimes it's just nothing you can
sometimes
do.
Sometimes it's just the way the cookie
crumbs. I had Lance Hart on here, a male performer, and he was telling me about this dude he knows. And dude is the top rated dude on Pornhub. So he has got like billions of views, billions of subscribers, and he's making money on the level that when, and the example he uses, he called him up one day and he's like, hey man, what's up? And he's like, man, you know, this brand new Lambo that just came out, I really want it and they got the color I want, but the doors open, they don't open like a Lambo door, and man, it's just fucking with me. And then his next thing to Lance was, dude, don't get rich. It's stupid problems, but don't get rich. And this guy.
But who is the guy? He's a performer?
He's a performer.
Who the fuck is he?
That's my point. He's got like 8,000 followers on Twitter. He doesn't do any social media shit, and this motherfucker is killing it.
So how is he killing it?
He found the way to make, he figured out the, like, okay, this is what people like to see. Mm-hmm. He works with big enough performers, and he produces content consistently on a level, and he only does it for him. Mm. And that was the thing. Like, we looked him up, and it was ridiculous. That, like, and the numbers are there. This motherfucker is killing it, and he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't look for accolades. He's just like, I'm going to keep doing what I enjoy, and I'm going to keep making this fucking money.
Yeah, the money's great, but I also want the fucking accolades. Fuck off.
Well, yeah.
I'm a competitor. I'm a fighter, a former fighter, and that's my mentality. I was talking to Manuel about it this morning, and I'm like, dude, you're a fighter. He does jiu-jitsu and some other stuff, and I'm like, you're a competitor, man. Like, we like combat sports. We like that. You know, and I want the fucking attaboy.
I want my fucking hand in the air when it's over with.
I want the attaboy.
Right.
Fuck you. I've put out a gang of great fucking content. I'm just looking for some bookend trophies, some shit that
I just need two.
I just want one like that. And I've gotten AVN trophies. So it's not like I've never won an AVN award. Right. I have. But my opinion is if you ain't got on that stage for an award, then you ain't got an award yet.
See, now you're killing me because I'm never going to be on that fucking stage.
That's just my opinion. But you're a director.
Well, but I'm a director, but there's that.
But there's none of your categories that are on stage.
Until this year.
For?
My new movie, the one I just did. Mm-hmm. I was talking about this earlier, is I've always been like, ooh, JP's nominated for, because he wrote and directed this best BDSM film of the year. I got two things I did for Kink that are put in that one, but my big movie, they bumped me up into the big boys. It's mm-hmm. up for best action thriller, which is cool, and I appreciate it, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, fuck, because I'm up there with dick and pussy sex. Like, I'm not.
But so again, even with the director thing, is they seem to have changed the parameters. I've always felt director of the year is the one with the best body of work, right?
I agree.
It's whatever you've put out for that year and the quality of whatever you put out that year.
Not that one movie.
And I feel like they've now switched it to kind of like movie of the year, which, okay, fine, I can get behind it, but movie of the year ain't director of the year. No. If that's the case, then fucking Mike Quasar should have won, like, consecutively, like, fucking 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna, the dude produces more content than any fucking body in this
Everybody
business.
Everybody I talk to, he's gonna be, I mean, I don't know when I'm gonna be able to get him out here, because I feel like, from what I've heard from people, because Joanna used him, and Joanna was like, he'll get on your podcast in a minute, but he's not coming to AVN. He would rather sit home drink and bitch about everyone else going.
Of course.
Telling you every time I tell you I finally interacted with him.
Oh, you did, yeah, on Twitter.
Yeah, that was funny because he came back so goddamn quick, and I was like, "Damn, this guy, we got to hang out." And
he's dope, man, and we have.
He's the hardest working motherfucker in the porn industry. I feel like one of them.
He's one of them, and the shit show is that it's not just he just doesn't pump out content. He hates to admit the fact that he cares. Right, about his content, because he's always like, fuck it, let's shoot it, let's get the fuck out of here. I got alcohol waiting for me at home. And as much as that's true, the dude actually gives a shit. He's got his dolly set up, and he fucking gets his handheld set up.
It's because don't get that good and shoot that much if you don't give a fuck.
He's very talented. And that's not to be disrespectful to my good friend Brad Armstrong, who's also extremely talented. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of these kind of guys. But, I mean, for fuck's sake, that dude has paid so many people's rent. You know what I mean?
He's probably put several people through fucking college.
It's amazing. Like, I get at least 4 scenes a month with him. You know what I mean?
That's fucking crazy.
But the irony about us is, so he's a total rockhead. Like, you know, like rock and roll, metal, I don't know, whatever the fuck he listens to, right?
Right.
plays in a band, the Cox or something.
I think that's what they're called. Isn't he in the same band with Jim Powers?
I don't think so.
The lead singer's a
gay dude. Yeah, but whatever it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so that's like his thing, right? And I'm like super hip hop. Like, that's just my shit.
Right.
And so we clash constantly, but he stays using me. And every time I show up to set, he's like, "Why the fuck do I hire you? I'm so sick of seeing you. I can't fucking stand you."
So he's not as bad as I am, but.
Oh, no, we're 10 times worse. Jackie St. James, who's another female director in the business, who's also top notch. She's got a video of me showing up and he and I just fucking going to verbal warfare the second I walk in the door. You know, he's "You fucking douche with your loud piece of shit fucking car. I mean, you fucking border jumping Canadian motherfucker."
And you just fuck go at it.
And it was for like 3-4 minutes. And that's kind of like our relationship.
Does it make people uncomfortable when you do it? That they've never seen it. That's awesome.
If they don't know us, they're like, "Oh my God, they hate each other.
This is going to be so uncomfortable."
The big one's going to smack the old one in the face. You know.
Is he a bigger guy?
No. He's a normal guy.
Average?
Yeah, normal guy. Yeah. Yeah, he's that's what, and if he ever hears this, I will say Mike Quasar is specifically average. But he always, like, if you're a performer on his set and he spoke to you the way he speaks to me, there would be no wood in sight and you could be in the Amazon rainforest.
Right.
There would be no fucking wood. Because he's like, okay, young lady, unfortunately you're going to have to suck that very, very average penis that's in front of you. And all the fucking time. And the girls are like, and I'm like, don't listen to that fuckhead. And I go, I don't give a shit what he says. He's just jealous.
I have to say, with all of this being said, that I appreciate our level where we're at. Mm-hmm. Not that I couldn't handle that level, mm-hmm. but I feel like... He also, I don't think, could handle it if he wasn't dishing it out. Like, he probably
he's great.
Instigates most of it.
He's great. I think, I've always said this, that I think that the thing between me and Quasar is that he hates that he likes me. He wants to not like me so bad, and he can't. And I tell him all the time, like, you know what fucking eats you up, dude? Is you really fucking like me. And he's like, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck away from me.
Take your average dick and go over there.
Yeah, and so on all the call sheets, it has everybody's information, bra panty sets, you know, this is the location, whatever, whatever. So he'll put whoever, you know, Phoenix Marie, your call time is blah, 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 and this is what you're bringing. And then mine will be douche. Call time, 12 p.m. And wardrobe, douche wear.
And so this doesn't stop when you're offset.
Fuck no.
That's fucking brilliant.
I love him to death. He knows, like, I've told him 100 times, dude, if some real shit ever jumps off, I goes, fucking call me, man. I'm coming. That's my man right there. Like, I love that guy.
I'm so wanting to hang out with this guy from the stories from you and other people that have talked to him. Like, I'm willing to almost drive over, get a hotel room just to meet him at a bar and listen to his misery and drink with him.
He's dope.
Yeah.
He's a good individual.
I feel like we're kindred because it's so, there's enough bitterness.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is. I mean, and going back to what we were talking about earlier, is you have this, you work your ass off, mm-hmm. you have an insane amount of integrity, and people are like, who?
That's the thing. So I was sitting in a hallway the other night by myself, drinking sterile water, crying, rocking back and forth. No.
Sucking your thumb.
Please, like, it stopped. No, I was talking to a couple of my boys in the hallway, in the Hard Rock, and there were two guys at a table across the way, and so I was just shooting the shit, talking to a couple dudes that are DJs for the show and shit like that, and people were walking by, and I'm like, hey, what's up? After about 15 minutes, one of the guys comes over, and he goes, so apparently you're, like, important or something, and I was like, oh, and I was dressed like this, fucking sweats, t-shirt, and I'm like, no, and he goes, why does everybody keep stopping and saying hi to you? And I'm like, oh, man, because I'm fucking working stiff, bro. Like, I'm not cool. I'm just that guy. Like, you know what I mean? I'm you know what it is? I'm the guy that you keep seeing in all the movies that you never know his fucking name. You're like, hey, you're that dude.
You fucked up.
You know, the guy in the fucking story, and you were the friend of the friend, but I never knew your name. And then you did the sitcom, and then you were the neighbor, and then you were in the other movie, and you were the guy with the car, and, you know, but you never know who the fuck that dude is, right? And that's what trips me out when people say, when they find out what you do, and they're like, oh, so you're a porn star. And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm not a fucking porn star. And they're like, I don't get it. And I said, if I was a porn star, you'd know exactly who the fuck I am, right? I'm an adult performer. That's what I am.
There. Exactly.
That's what I am. I'm an adult performer. If I was a star, you'd know who the fuck I am.
Exactly.
And so I explained, they're like, well, but that's what they're called. And I go, no, they're not fucking called porn stars. Okay. They're called adult performers. There are porn stars.
There are. And there are very few of them.
Very few and far between.
They have to be there's a certain level that you have to be at. Because there's shit tons of people that will suck dick for money on camera and go home.
And even guys. I mean, I was talking about Manuel. Manuel's a fucking porn star. Hands down, dude's a fucking porn star, you know, and has earned the fucking title.
Right.
No problem with that. Evan Stone, porn star. Even though Ron Jeremy's on the outs now, porn star. You know what I mean? Like, all these dudes, whatever the case is, where they're at now, they have earned those titles, and I have no problem showing that respect. But when I tell people, I'm like, so if you see some guy on a TV show, is he a TV star? No, you call him movie stars because...
actor.
Right. They're in movies. So Dwayne Johnson, fucking mega movie star. You know what I mean? Kevin Hart, movie star. You know,
Ron Howard's little brother that's been an extra in like 5,000 movies. Actor.
Right. And so that's how I always look at
it. If you listen to this, I love your shit.
The best. I was on set one time And this girl, nice girl. I don't even remember who the fuck she was. I don't care. And she was talking. We were getting ready for the scene. And she said something to the effect of, you know, three more scenes and I'll be a porn star. And I was like, and it was something like that, right? And I wasn't paying attention. And I was like, excuse me?
Three more scenes?
And I go, what did you just, what'd you say? And she goes, yeah, three more scenes and I'm going to be a porn star. And I was like, can you explain that to me? You know, yeah. I want a little more information on this porn star thing.
Help me help you.
And she goes, oh, well, you know, once I reach 50 scenes, I'll be a porn star. And I was like, and who told you this bullshit? And she goes, my agent. And I said, sweetheart, I said, let me tell you something that you can pass along to your agent. And she goes, what? And I said, you can tell him that Derek Pierce said, shut the fuck up with your stupidness.
Right.
Sweetheart, you are not a porn star because you reached 50 scenes. And she looked like, and I said, I'm not trying to be a dick, but you, that's what it is. Right now, you're not a porn star. Well, you're just a girl who sucks dick for money. Okay. I don't.
But you have a level that you're going to, and you can aspire to be that, but you're not
the cold hard facts is you getting paid to take dick, bitch. That's your job.
Right.
You're not a porn star. Not yet.
Porn stars to me are Danny Daniels.
Danny Daniels, Asa Akira, Nikki Benz, Angela. Phoenix Marie, Angela White. There are porn stars.
And there's a lot of them.
But they've fucking killed to get there. Asa has transcended so many fucking things.
Right.
Writing, her fucking candles. Now she's like, I don't know, Pornhub, fucking the face of Pornhub or something.
Well, she's the one that hosts the Pornhub podcast.
Okay. And she's dope. Like, I love that girl.
I've never worked through.
She's fucking amazing. But she's one that originally started out as a hot Asian girl and right. did all of the Asian movies. And once you're able to break out of your mold of whatever it is that you're in. So she started off as the hot Asian girl and did every Asian movie. And they were booking her because she was Asian.
Right.
So I can tell you that I think when you make it, they don't book you because she's Asian. They booked her because she was Asa.
Exactly.
You feel me? Like, yep. Then they're like, dude, let's get Asa. We can use her. It's a big tit movie. She's got big tits. Never mind that she's Asian. They don't fucking care anymore.
Right.
It's Asa Akira. She's going to be like the anchor for this movie.
And that's when it starts, too. I think that's when you start, you get pulled out of your... The your little corner that you're in, you're like, oh, well, you're that Asian girl. Now you're right. Asa and not just the Asian girl.
Exactly. And that's when you transcend. And that's when now you, I think, then you become a legitimate porn star. And when people are stopping you and using your fucking name and shit like that, porn star. You know what I mean?
Someone they look at me and say, hey, stupid, that's not porn star yet.
No. No. That just means you're blocking somebody's parking space.
It's more or less, get the fuck out. We're looking at her. Move, dummy. You're too big.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, too, is when people know me, like, they'll know me, and a lot of it's from BDSM, which I always thought was interesting. So I have battled for a long time. James Dean, when James Dean was around and in his kind of, like, heyday of shooting and everything right. else, I think it was a contention between he and I, whoever had the most scenes on Kink.
Right.
And now I'm like, yo, there's not a male talent that has more fucking scenes for kink.com than I do.
Right.
Nobody.
Not Mark Davis, not James Dean.
None. And I always looked at that's the hierarchy system, right? The OG of the OGs, Mark Davis.
Right.
There's nobody before Mark. Mark was top dog.
Right.
And then I think came me and then James. And then James took off for a long time, you know, and was killing it.
Right.
He has a different style than I do. And there's other guys that come in. Tommy Pistol's got his fucking style and he's great. But there's a few guys that I've seen over the years and they're like, I'm a dom. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, I shoot for kink. And I'm like, that don't mean shit. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I've done other dom work, a lot of dom work. And I'm like, but you're not a dom. Like, right. I can look in your fucking eyes and tell you, you're not a fucking dom, man.
No.
And yeah, no. And I'm like, look, man, you can swing a fucking implement. Yipty fucking do. Who cares?
Right.
That's not doming. If you're a top, it's from your soul. It's from that. That's in you.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't play this shit on camera. And the irony is I'm not tying bitches up at home either.
Right.
But I'm a top through and through. And that's just what it is. This cultivated that, you know, but that has now hit so much more mainstream, you know, the BDSM world and things like that, that I wish they would pull more of the stuff and then not look at some of the stuff that we shoot like as that's so crazy. You know, she was hanging upside down and it's cool, but I wouldn't say it's insane.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't hit you in the face with a bag of flour and then fuck you with a Vienna sausage. Like, that's right. That's a crazy sex scene. You know what I mean?
Right.
But just because a girl was in bondage doesn't mean it's fucking crazy. It just means the bitch is tied up.
Fuck you, you know? That's the thing. And I had a talk with people back at Kink about this because I was like, you know, we're kink.com. We are the headquarters, the place, period, for this kind of shit. And these people are starting to show up that are mainstream that are like, oh, look, they got chain on them. Ooh, look at those leather cuffs. Ooh, we're doing bondage stuff. And
yeah.
I say this all the time on the podcast. There's plenty of room at the table. Have a seat, but know your fucking place. And suddenly these people who don't do BDSM, they barely understand it. It's one of those, I watch 50 Shades of bullshit and suddenly I think I know something.
That's so painful.
And somehow, somewhere, money talks and bullshit runs a marathon. Yeah. Somehow they scooted past. And I told them, I was like, this isn't acceptable. The kind of stuff that I shoot is it's me tying someone up in some fucked up bondage and whooping their ass until they're in tears and then making them come. Ta-da. But, and of course, we've got other stuff that we shoot. But it's like, you know, at some point, how the fuck did someone who doesn't know pass us?
Well, I mean, again, I think that's the advertising and marketing and who knows, you know, what the powers that be at Kink, what their plan was. I know that things have changed a lot over the last 5 years and constantly changing, you know. But I've watched other companies come up and try to do a BDSM spin on things. I've shot for a lot of those companies. Kind of.
BDSM light. But fetishy.
Which is, I'm okay with that. Like, fucking Hustler's done it a million times.
They've been doing it for years.
You know, ironically, the way I got my movie pretty tied up many years ago with Adam and Eve, that I brought you on,
right,
was because I was shooting something for them, and I called the head of production, who was actually a friend of mine in South Carolina, and I was like, yo, Meredith, this shit is fucking trash. Straight up. This motherfucker put me in a fucking Lucha Libre mask and had some trash ass fucking rigging, which I can't even call it rigging. It was just some fucking random rope. Like, right. It was not rigging, you know? And she's like, what do you mean? And I go, babe, this shit looks like fucking garbage. Like, if you're trying to go for the niche market of this, nobody's going to buy this. They're going to look at it and they're going to fucking laugh.
Right.
Like, well, I'm embarrassed that I even did it. Back away and let me fucking do something.
Right.
Like, this is what I do. You know what I mean? I know this shit and I know who to bring in.
Right.
You know, what people to hire, blah, blah, blah. And so they let me do it. And that movie did great for them.
Like, I can imagine.
It passed some of their mainstream movies. And all we were was five vignettes of increasingly more difficult BDSM style activity. But we didn't go nuts. We didn't go kink.
Not at all.
But I used their, you know, the platform, the pre-interview, the post-interview, and the rigging, and then we just followed every other guideline that they had.
Right.
But at least if somebody from the BDSM community saw it, they went like, they stuck to the standard.
Right.
And that's what I always wanted to do, because I don't want to fucking have anybody go like, that shit was garbage, man.
And that was the problem I had with the stuff that I shot, that when you and I shot, that wasn't kink.
Right.
And I didn't put my name on it. I didn't talk about it. I've just recently started talking about it over here on the podcast. But I had other people telling me how I should be doing bondage. And I'm like, by no means am I a god. By no means am I the end all be all. But after 15 years and working at the level that I work, I feel like I kind of know a little bit.
I had many years ago when Hustler was also doing their Taboo. I think it was Taboo.
Taboo.
What was that guy's name? It was Damon Pierce. Fuck was that dude's name?
It's a little short guy with long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice enough guy, you know, and I don't mind putting names on the shit, but his fucking rigging was trash. It was trash. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't care. Like, it looked pretty, and I watched him tie this fucking spider web of I don't know what the fuck.
His rigging's really ornate.
All over the place, and they wanted us to fuck in, and I go, this shit's going to fall apart.
Right.
And he was like, no, it'd be fine. I'm like, no, dog, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to last. This is not for sex.
Right.
So you want to take some pictures, man. And I go, but this is not going to work. So you're going to come right out of that shit. And they were like, well, why don't you just try it, Derek? And I was like, yeah, I'll try it, man. But I'm telling you right now, he's going to be re-rigging the whole thing. And sure as shit, less than 10 minutes into it, it was fucking falling and getting loose and everything else. And I'm like, I fucking told you.
Right.
You need somebody to rig for sex, not for pretty pictures.
And there's a difference.
Huge difference. Yeah, it's huge.
He actually was one that when I was coming up back at Dungeon Corp, that he would be brought in every once in a while as a guest rigger. Mm-hmm. And I would sit there and watch and pick his brain. Because he, I give credit, no matter what I think about people now, yeah, or what I feel, how I feel, what level they're at, I feel like with my old boss, Ogre, I mean, it was, yeah, at the end of the day, dude, that's how I started. And that's, you know, that's where my roots come from, is a book that Midori wrote, sitting, right, there tying myself up in the living room with, when him and I are roommates, and untying his shit. Like, that's my base. And then it was brought up from there.
Right.
So, and even having, you know, like Damon, like it was, you know, it was, he's, like I said, he's very ornate. I think he does, you know, some decent stuff, but at the same time, you have to be able to do it and have done it enough to go, oh, that didn't work, this is the reason why, and fix it.
Yeah, well, because I came up with Marty and Chanta and you.
Right.
And these, the three of you guys were like, at the time, the pinnacle. Like, there was nobody else doing what y'all were doing.
Right.
You know, Mogul was a little bit, but not on the same level.
Right.
And Marty was doing fucking crazy shit on Sex and Submission in regards to what else was out there. And so Marty would, like, fucking side-tie somebody with, like, only 2 points, and she'd be hanging, you know, suspended,
right,
suspension, nothing on the floor at all, not even a toe, nothing. And he'd be like, okay, fuck her. And I'd have to, like, fucking monkey myself into there, right, and hang with toe on the ground and figure out how to fuck her. But his rigging almost never, he never, almost never had to make adjustments,
right,
for the sex, because he knew that this is this strong.
Right.
And also with that member base, they'll see right through your shitty ass rope work.
Yep.
Like, if really your shit quick is trash, they'll be like, that bitch isn't tied up.
And that goes to what I was saying earlier about, yeah, doing this stuff for the other people. People, every update that they were like, hey, JP, we want you to do this thing, and we want you to, you know, do the bondage, but you're going to do it this way. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it your way. And then every fucking one, the comment, someone at least once in every fucking update was like, leave this shit to kink and stop it. And I'm like, I told, yeah, you motherfuckers, let me do this.
Yeah.
So it's, but like you said, me, Marty, and Chanta, we were the three who started this, and when I say started this, meaning that it started with the bigger companies.
Yeah.
But it was the three of us were the ones who were rigging for sex, as far as I know, before anybody else. I think it was it Stigliano that went, did the court case and had Stigliano, and the obscenity thing went, and got the fuck out instantly. Peter was like, we're doing it. And as soon as we caught wind in LA, we're like, fuck it, we're doing it too. And then it was shortly after that that Chanta did the same thing.
Right.
So there was those, the three sites, the Fucked and Bound,
yeah,
Sex and Submission, and then Fucking Dungeon, were the ones who jumped off this entire thing to where everyone is doing it now.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And that's another thing. Put me in a fucking, come on, man. I had a part of this huge thing. JP, who?
It's still a niche, you know. I mean.
I need it too, man.
But if you watch the way that this business rolls, it like right now, Deeper, which is
Fetish.
Right. But that's Cadence, right. Cadence joint. And the Blacked Raw and all of their stuff that they're doing. Right. And Gamma, like, they're the top dogs right now, you know. Brazzers is always going to kind of have their niche, you know, their story and all that shit.
They're the, right, from the guys and, yeah.
You know, all that bullshit.
Because that's the thing, they have their, but I agree. But you just named off, you have Gamma.
Yeah.
That's doing their thing, who is taboo-y, kind of just that uncomfortable storyline.
Yes, very dark.
And then you have Blacked and Deeper, which are all under the same flag, aren't they? Those are all under the same investor.
Now, that wasn't like
I
that
thought
originally.
Blacked was under Lansky and Deeper.
Lansky's gone.
Well, I know that now, yeah, but I use him only because I don't know his
Deeper,
investors' names.
Originally, they weren't. They were split. Now, I think, I don't know for sure, but I think they're now kind of like cross-tied.
Well, yeah, Deeper's part of that. I guess we could call it Vixen.
Right.
Vixen,
right,
could be the mother of that,
sure,
one.
Sure.
Whatever.
But, like, Gamma put the fucking screws to the whole, like, you know, amp up the fucking awkwardness and shit like that. You know, it's funny when people ask me in interviews all the time, and they're like, so what do you think about the type of adult content that you guys shoot? Like, as far as, like, you know, stuff that's big right now. And I'm like, oh, you mean all of the fucking potential incest shit that we shoot? And they're like,
all,
yeah,
of it.
Like, don't, I've had people ask me, don't you think that you're perpetuating something that's inappropriate? And I said, yeah, I do. But it's not coming from us. As I see, when a car company designs a car, okay, they make their car, they do some testing and some studying and some focus groups and shit like that, and they get a general idea of what's going on in the marketplace.
Right.
But they design their car, and then they go, look, we got you a new product. It's made. It's fucking here. And now you guys can take it and drive it and decide if you like it.
Right.
Porn does it different. They do it 180 degree difference.
We tell you, here it is. Now you better like it.
Well, no, we tell them that, what is it that you want? And then we make exactly what you want until you don't want it anymore. Yeah. Why you think that fucking everything is incest? If it wasn't selling, we wouldn't fucking make it.
Well, but I don't know. Do you think that people stepped up and were like, hey, why don't we have more incest stuff? Or do you think someone did it, it stuck, and everyone was like, ooh, look, and jumped on the bandwagon?
No, I think that it sold. And somebody said, the incest thing, maybe got something going on. Let's shoot some incest shit. And they put it out, and then they waited, and they were like, oh, this motherfucker's buying it.
It's like fishing.
So make more. So make more. Working. Yeah. And so I always
said, as long
as
they consume, we're going to keep making it.
Well, because if tomorrow BDSM shit completely dropped off, you'd go, well, I got to shoot something different.
Yeah. That's like if people love the Pinto so much, Ford would still make that motherfucker.
Till the fucking wheels fall off or the tank blows up, which okay.
If you get rear-ended hard enough.
But that's how I've always said in interviews that, like, listen, to me, porn is direct reflection of our society. Okay. Yeah. We're not the ones. We're producing it. You motherfuckers are consuming it and buying it and asking for more.
Yep.
So don't blame me, because I might be the dealer. I'm only carrying what you buy.
Right.
Because if you don't buy it, I'm not going to carry it. And adult moves and turns on a dime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We say, hey, and they radio back to the house, and they're like, hey, man, they're not buying this sister shit no more. So we got to move on to something else. Yeah.
The aunt and uncle shit's not working. We need to find something
whatever
else.
Whatever it is, you know, and then they move on to the next fucking thing. And that's what it is. And it comes full circle in waves. And you know what? Over the last 2 years, the fucking Bush came back. I'm like, God damn it. Fucking hairy bitch.
I love that there's a medium, though. It's not the 70s Bush.
No, because nobody wants to pick fucking pubic hair out of their teeth like a dental floss.
Or have to even sit there and part it just to get the shot.
I've had to do that shit before.
I've worked with a couple hairy girls. And I'm like,
I'm always like, makeup, comb this bitch's hair back. Like, pin that shit back.
Can I get some bobby pins?
I just want a couple of them. Fucking pin that shit back. It's not cute.
You know what? And I say that, I talk to people all the time. I was like, if I could predict the next, are you fucking kidding me trend? Because that's what it always is. When incest happened, that was my first reaction.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? And if I could figure out the next one, and I can tell you this, I think it's going to be a lot more fucked up than incest. I don't know what it's going to be, but I can tell you when
it
happens.
You think it's just going to go backwards again? Like, you know, it's just going to recycle like fashion?
I think at some point it will, but I don't know. I mean, what would you say is next then? What if you had to guess, what do you think's the next big, oh shit, this is going to be the thing that sells and everyone's going to try and cash in on it? And I feel like BDSM is becoming maybe the next thing, but people haven't figured out how to do it yet because they don't want to take the time. This, it goes back to what I said earlier about sitting at the table. They don't want to sit down and shut up and fucking figure out how to do it right, or say, hey, teach me, or I want to learn, or let me hire the right people.
So when one of the companies that I was shooting for was doing a submission style,
right
thing, visually it looked fucking great. We did a spinoff one of The Secretary, and it looked very nice. The pictures were fucking beautiful, and the vibe was there, right? And they kind of let us off the chain. And I told them afterwards, I said, now if you want to continue this submission shit, you just got to take what we did and amp it up a little bit more,
just a little.
A little bit more, and it'll be palatable, right, for everybody involved, and you won't have legal issues and blah blah blah. And I said, but you're not quite there, like the technicalities of it, fucking great,
right?
We just got to push it a little more. And then they tried a few different things, and then it just kind of went bondage-y, and I'm like, but you're not sticking to what that is. Like, you know what I mean? There was like one scene that was like, there was a cage in the room and the red curtains and, you know, like a fuck horse and, you know, what's the other one? The cross.
The St. Andrew's cross.
The St. Andrew's cross. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You want it to be a dungeon. I feel you. A, no longer in a fucking dungeon.
It was like a Hollywood dungeon.
A playroom, right?
Right.
And, you know, I just like, as I keep telling people, was, I mean, you got furry handcuffs. That's not BDSM. You feel me? Like,
well, but it's starter level. I mean, technically it all is to a certain level, but it's whether you're entry level or whether you're advanced. And if you come off and try and do the advanced thing, you better hit it advanced every time.
So Joanna has like a cool spinoff on something like that.
The bubble gum.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it might not be my thing, but I think visually it's fucking cool.
It's cool. But that's the thing. I mean, because especially when we shoot S-Log shit, because that's what everybody shoots anyway. And even if you're not shooting S-Log, it's because it's still just dick and pussy stuff, or dick and ass, or dick and mouth. Yeah. We got to flare it up. So neon colors. Like Jules, that motherfucker's got neon everywhere. And his shit looks
visual. Because it pops.
It pops and it looks good. And it makes people, because at the end of the day, especially now where everything's based off of a click and not an actual subscription rate, if that motherfucker's bright enough for somebody to be like, oh, there's dungeon and it's dark and it's black and it's, oh, neon, boop. Yeah. And it's going to catch their eye. And at the end of the day, that's what you're going for now. It's not even so much about how good the porn is. Remember you used to when you was a kid or even as a grown up now, when you're watching, you know, you see a trailer come on, you're like, holy fuck, this is going to be the best movie. And then you get there and you're like, the best part was in the fucking trailer.
Yeah.
That's even more so with the best image was right there. And they enhance the fuck out of it and make it look so bright that it stands out from the rest of it.
Yeah. I think it's all something to, you know, it's got to be marketing. You know, I think the next big thing is not porn, is not BDSM, it's not stepsister shit. It's continuing to hone in on marketing because you're just trying to consume. Like, people are just trying to consume. So you got to figure out how to get them to consume your shit over their shit.
Well, I think that, though, that BDSM is the stuff that I'm doing specifically, and I use me because I'm doing the shit that I'm doing. I don't think people are ready for that. And I think that's, I have a theory. So I think that people, the reason people enjoy tickle torture so much is because it's a guilt-free torture. You know they're suffering and you know they hate it, but no one's getting hurt. Mentally, it's fucking with you because you hate that shit so much. And there's plenty of people, I don't know if you're ticklish or not, but if someone held you down and tickled you, there'd probably be about five people that have to hold your big ass. But if they held you down and tickled you, you'd be like, fuck, I'd rather you just punch me in the face and get it over with because being tickled sucks. And I feel like this new, like the thing Joanna did and some of the stuff that Deeper's doing is it's BDSM light. Like she may be in bondage, but he's not beating her until she cries, which we both think is hot.
Right.
Like we just did the other day. But
yeah.
So I think that's what it is. And I think there's the medium. I don't think that they're ever going to meet. I think there's going to be BDSM light and then there's going to be kink.com. I don't think that, and I could be wrong, but I don't think either we're going to soften up or they're going to have to get a lot harder for us to come together.
Yeah. I think we've kind of reached the limit of what we can do. Right. Because I mean, what's next? You know what I mean? Are you going to cut somebody? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that there's that, there's not that, we've already hit the ceiling. Yeah. So there's no more room. So now we just have to continue to reinvent the downline and then build it back up, reinvent the downline, build it back up. And I don't, who knows what that looks like?
I mean, you and I were talking about this the other day on set. Like at this point with what I do anyway, is I'm doing shit that the US government has now said, no. You can no longer do that. That is not
allowed. Would be a war crime.
Right. What I do is considered a war crime.
Right.
Luckily, we have paperwork that says it's consensual and everything. Right. But so it's, I agree. I think we're at a ceiling. And what we have to do now is, for lack of a better term, we have to polish that turd. Like, you have to take something that's so extreme that it can't get any more extreme without blood play. And there's no biller in the world that's going to take that. So you have to now go, we have to do it at this level, but it has to be shot on a red with a grip. And it has to be so theatrical.
But that's what we've done even, because I like the automotive thing because I'm a gearhead.
Right.
So that's what we've done with automotive. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a Mopar guy, unfortunately. It's really fucking expensive.
like I said, don't be sad about that. That's.
I'm fucking sad about it because it's so costly. Mopar products are 20, 30% more expensive than fucking GM parts. And I hate that shit. But so when you know, the original Charger came out, it might have had 300 horsepower, right? And then if you had like a 440 scat pack, blah, 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 then, you know, maybe it had 400. Yeah, look that up. But now, like entry level, right? If you get the Hemi, is 395. You're 400 horsepower. And if you get the 392, it's 500 horsepower. So at what point in time do you just go, okay, fucking. And if you get the Demon, the Dodge Demon, it's 900 fucking horsepower.
At this point, I'm not even sure. It's barely street legal.
But it is street legal.
Barely.
Still street legal, right? But what is the cap? You know what I mean? Like, where do you just go, okay, ridiculous is ridiculous and enough is enough.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of like where I look at it is like, then you have to kind of go back and then revamp what you had. You know what I mean? So what are you looking at?
I'm trying to find it. Give me a better way to look this up. Like, what should I say?
1970 Dodge Charger horsepower.
Okay.
And then you can look up 440 Scat Pack, same thing.
Dodge.
Yeah. But if you look at the automotive industry, they've done this so many times. And like I said, at what point in time do you just go like, that's enough fucking horsepower, dude?
Right.
This is enough.
Well, the motorcycle industry did it. Remember they with the Busa, they came out and they're like, that's it. You motherfuckers are going to kill each other. Stop it. Like, because well, didn't they top out with the Busa and they put like in a restrictions like you can't get any bigger than this? Or at least they had for a minute.
No, that's a company thing. So KTM did it actually. The president of KTM said they're no longer going to make the RC8. Which was their race bike,
right?
Because they said it is quote unquote entirely too fast and has too much horsepower for a street bike, and so they're not going to make it anymore. But I feel like it was a marketing ploy because, like, by the way, we're coming out with an RC16. You should buy that one,
right? Like, yeah. Nothing's ever going to be faster except this one,
right? And you know, but again, you know, you reach a certain level where you just go, it's just ridiculous,
right?
You know, and so to bring it back to adult, like, at what point in time do you just go, that's fucking okay, dude, seriously, what are we doing?
Well, then that's the thing is, like, so to go back to this really quick, yeah. So the actual 1969 Dodge Charger,
yeah,
was it came standard with a 440 Magnum engine, huh, with 375 horsepower.
Okay.
4 pounds.
Which is a big block.
Right. 4 pounds per foot of torque. I think that's kind of the thing. Yeah. And then you had the optional, was the 426 Hemi with 425 right. horsepower.
Right. 425, but, which was the top, the best one that you could buy.
And it was... the factory price for the Dodge Charger RT in 1969 was nearly $3,600, $3,600. That's a fucking, get the fuck out of here with that. Just people pay rent like that.
I know.
Or a mortgage anyway.
And so now if you buy a 392, it comes stock with 495.
Jesus fuck. So it would be what?
And that's a 6.4 liter. We're still the 5.7 block. That's a whole other show.
So here, the 2019 Dodge Charger crate engine, just the fucking engine in a crate, is $5,645.50.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a 6.4 liter.
Right. But that's what you see what I'm saying. So it's ridiculous. But so anyway, that's the difference is that thing came out. It was a big fucking lead thing. It had all this power and it wooga, wooga, wooga. And it was sounded good and it performed like a motherfucker. But it was uncomfortable. It rode like a bag of shit because it was so hefty with that motor. The torque would throw you around, which was fun. But now you've got these heated seats and this nice, comfortable
cockpit. And that's what we did with adult.
Right.
Is you take the dungeon aspect of it and you fluff it up. And I'm cool with that. Like, if this business keeps... Listen, sex industry is the oldest industry in the world, I think, just behind religion. Because I feel like they came out at the same fucking time.
I think prostitution may have been around first.
It might have been. Yeah. And then, of course, religious people needed prostitutes. That's a whole other show.
or at least something to bitch about.
Yes. But, you know, so we're never going to get rid of porn. I laugh when I see these politicians get behind it. And you know what's funny to me, too? I'm totally switching gears and we're jumping, right? But what's funny to me is I've always had the argument with people about being a performer, about shooting porn. And, and some people have their opinions, but it's immoral and all this other kind of shit. And I've had a lot of female friends in the business and they get really upset because so-and-so or a family member or ex are like, you're a fucking whore because you did this and fuck you. And, you know, you're worthless or you're lower than my dog and whatever the fuck else they said because they're shooting porn, right? And I'm like, listen, if you and I are having a conversation and you're on that side of the fence, okay, and you're like, hey, that shit is immoral. I don't want no part of it.
Right.
I think that it's wrong that you guys have sex on camera. You should love the person that you with. You know, that whole diatribe.
Fuck, I don't know.
I'm having a brain freeze. Diatribe. I think it's a diatribe. Anyway, the whole little monologue that you would have about why porn is wrong. Okay. And then you speak all that shit to me, and you go home and you fuck your wife, and she sucks your dick.
That's a nice word. I've never heard the word. It's a forceful and bitter verbal attack against someone or something. Diatribe.
Yeah, diatribe.
Nice job.
I'd be learnt, okay. and so then I always have this discussion with these people, and I'm like, let me ask you a question. I said, do you do drugs? And they said, no. And I said, I don't either. I said, would you agree that drug dealers are really fucking low on the totem pole as far as like cocaine and, you know, all the fucking shit that really fucks you up, heroin and crack and shit like that? They're like, absolutely.
Drugs. Pot's not a drug.
No, I don't think so. My personal opinion. And I said, so you don't do those things. But let's even say, let's throw a pot into there. And you say, you don't agree with pot and you don't think it's okay. And I said, so now do you ever smoke weed? No, I've never smoked weed. Okay, cool. You have a leg to stand on. But don't fucking come to me and talk shit to me because I get my dick sucked on camera. You turn around and fuck your wife in the ass at home. You're a fucking hypocrite. Right. I just pay taxes on the pussy that I hit. That's all.
Right.
The difference between the two of us, I get paid and you do this shit for free. But you run home and you still do the same activity. You're not better than me. You're a fucking hypocrite.
Right. And so, most of them are.
And the thing is you can just turn the fucking channel off. I'm not fucking anybody's life up.
Right.
You know what I mean? If they watch porn, they don't all of a sudden turn into, you know, some sort of vampire-ish werewolf of a horrible person
right.
that's consuming other people's moral abilities and you know, so on and so on. And I'm like, man, why are you coming at me with your bullshit when you literally go home and fuck your wife? And they're like, it's different. I'm married. Get the fuck out of here. You're married. You're doing this activity-wise, you're doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
And once a year, you fuck her in the ass on your birthday, and now you guys are living on the edge. Cool. Do you.
And you probably don't clean out.
Probably not.
Which is to each his own. Do your thing.
Right. But I've always said, like, when I talk to the girls that I am friends with, and that kind of comes up, a family member, and I'm like, listen, they going home and they fucking too. You're fucking on camera. You're fucking somebody that you have consensual sex with, right? They're going home and fucking somebody they have consensual sex with. What the fuck is the difference? There's the difference not. Is that there's monetization on our end and they're doing it for free. And I'm okay with right. that. You know, but you're not better than me. You're not more, your morality is not at a higher level because you don't fuck on camera.
Right.
You're no different. And if you tell me you are, you're a fucking hypocrite because you literally, that's like me fighting with a drug dealer on my block and then I go fucking blaze up crack at home because right. it's in my home, so it must be okay.
Yeah, it's safe because I'm in here and I'm not on the street.
Right, I'm not impacting, nobody has to watch me do crack. You know, you're still doing crack, motherfucker. Like, you're still part of the problem.
I think that the people that come out and point the fingers, talk the shit, and make the accusations that they do to where I'm living the life and you're a fucking, you're a shame. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a piece of shit.
Right.
I feel like those are the people that are probably the most miserable in their life. Those are the ones that have everything in the world to bitch about. So they're just going to figure out one more way to deflect and bitch about shit like that. Instead of going home, you right. know that saying, dude, before you go walking through somebody else's backyard, you better make sure yours is clean.
Yeah.
Same thing. People, the glass houses don't throw stones, all that bullshit. And yeah. it's just, and I say this a lot on this fucking podcast, mind your fucking business, period. If it doesn't concern you, look away. If you don't yeah. want to watch it, turn it off. If you don't want to hear it, turn it down. Mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with most of these motherfuckers is they think everyone wants to know their opinion. And no.
I was watching something about, I don't know, some convention, socialist, democratic socialist. And it was, I didn't catch the whole title, but it was a large group of what looked like college students. And they were having some sort of rally or something. And they were talking about like code of conduct.
Okay.
You know, within the activity that they were doing. And I hated it because it was posted by people that are friends of mine that are conservative and they were using it as a jab against liberals.
Right.
And they were like, look at your fucking young liberals here. And they were like, you know, hey, we don't want you guys to clap because some people are shocked by loud noises. So if everybody can just put their hands in the air
wave
and
them.
Fucking
Jazz
wave
hands.
Them. And I'm like, fuck you. You know, I'm a clap bitch. Like, shut the fuck up. You know, and then somebody else said something about a him and they're like, I don't identify as a gender. And I'm like, oh my God, it fucking hurts my head, dude. It just hurts my head. And I get it. There are certain things that I think are okay and right. that you should address. And then there's other things to stop being a fucking a pussy.
Stop being so sensitive. Because there's this, I feel like there's, and I, you know, I'm very much like, you know, you have a certain preference on your gender
right.
setup or whatever. That's you. And that's the thing. But there's so many people, and I don't even want to class it into the people who are like genderqueer or, you know, non-binary. I don't even talk about them. I'm talking about just in general
right.
that the people who are so fucking easily triggered and so sensitive about anything. And I'm not, like I said, I'm going back just so people remember and hear right. me saying this. I'm not talking about queer, gender, I'm talking about the entire fucking, our entire society is so fucking triggered about anything. And everyone feels like they got to be the motherfucker that, well, I'm going to stand up and say something. That white guy shouldn't have dreadlocks, or that black person shouldn't do this, or that queer. Shut the fuck up. Does it bother you? Shut up and mind your fucking business.
Well, and you know, what's funny is when I used to work at Kink, I would be exceptionally sensitive to my surroundings because I would be one of the very few completely heterosexual people in the building.
Right.
And so you kind of tread lightly because you're outnumbered and you're the minority in the group. And so I remember Tomcat.
Yeah.
And I remember like I'd be like, "Hey, Tomcat, what's like,
up, buddy?"
And I didn't know. I'm like, girl, guy. And so I would just use.
Well, you had been
name.
Working there long enough before he had transitioned. So you knew him before he transitioned to a man.
But I was like, I didn't know. I'm like, I don't want to piss nobody off. Tomcat was cool as fuck.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, person. Like, you know, I don't know how to address them. Like, you know. And so I kind of just, I stayed away from all of it. And there was one guy in the wardrobe department at that time, or maybe not at that time, but at one point in time. And one day we were walking down the hallway or something like that. And they asked me something to the effect of, or they commented that I thought you might be a little bit homophobic. And I was like, why the fuck would you say that?
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like, why? I was like, why would you say that? And they're like, I don't know. Look at you. And I go, wow. I go, fucking judge much? Look at me. Mm-hmm. Bald headed white dude with tattoos. And I'm a little bit bigger, so I must be a homophobe?
Right.
That's fucked up. And he was like, no, I didn't mean it like that. Just because you're... And I was like, oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see where you at now. And I was busting his balls on it. And I'm like, listen, don't
trip.
Well,
you should have, because that's the thing. You can't be that way. You can't... You cannot... You can. Actually, you can. We're in America. You do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
But to sit there and judge people,
right,
but then be triggered as soon as you're judged, it's kind of... Goes back to what you said. There's the level of hypocrisy, man. It's really fucking high.
Yeah, I just think that maybe everybody needs to kind of buck up a little bit, you know, throw a little dirt on your wound and fucking deal with it.
Yeah, rub it in, get the fuck on.
If somebody doesn't like you because you're gay, fuck them.
Yep.
You know, if somebody doesn't like you because you're black, fuck them. If somebody doesn't like you because of whatever, fuck them. Like,
because you're a white guy that drives a Mopar.
Yeah, fuck them. But you can't, you know, and it's easy for me to say that, though, because I am the quintessentially perfect American, right?
Socially,
over 40, heterosexual.
White.
And I should have every opportunity in the world to make a success. You know, there should be nothing wrong with my life. So when I'm in society and I'm like, damn, there's some real fucked up problems here. There's some real fucked up problems.
Right.
If I'm saying it, and you too, if we're saying that there's fucked up problems and there's shit that we should be paying attention to, probably fucking listen, because that means we see it and we're the last ones to see it, right? Hypothetically.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I always looked at it like that. But, you know, being in this business, you deal with people of all different walks of life. And again, my default is, I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care. You're not in my house.
Be nice to me and I'll be nice to you.
I'm not tripping, man. I will recognize whatever it is you want to have done. It's really no sweat off my back to refer to you in a certain way or not. Just don't overdo it. Don't wear out the hospitality.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I won't either.
Right.
You know, we'll all be cool with each other. But even when there's guys in the business that have done shit that other people think is questionable, all I care about is your test is good. I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah.
Just have a good test, man. Have a good test. Like, I don't care about anything else.
Right.
I just care about my safety.
So let me divert back, because you talked about something earlier, and I've been sitting here like, don't forget.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the second guy I've ever had on here on the podcast. When people, you know, accusing and looking and doing things, what's your opinion about, what's your opinion about young men, pubescent? What is your opinion about them watching porn and thinking that's the way that you're supposed to fuck a woman? I know where you stand, but I want to hear. I will talk about it.
You know, it's actually, I think it's a really good question. It's very loaded, and it's also really tough.
Right.
Because, I mean, we all watched porn growing up, but I had to search for it. Like, I had to, you know, use the Hollywood Express magazine and the personal ads and the advertisements for escorts. And
or go digging through your parents' room looking for, hoping they got a magazine under the mattress.
Yeah, or maybe a video, you know what I mean? A VHS tape.
And you had to be careful because you fuck around, there's mom and dad. You're like, fuck, that ruined it.
You know, there's a ton of things. And so we had to, in order for us to be perverts, we had to work at it.
Yeah.
You know,
we had to earn that shit.
Yeah. And now you can literally pick up your mobile device and one click, literally one click, and you're there.
Right.
So I think it's a lot more widespread, but.
Because you've heard this, right? A lot of people like porn is so bad because it's teaching young men bad behavior. And it's just, and
I don't disagree with that. I don't either.
But here's the thing. And I'll say this and I'll let you have it. It's the same thing to me as in the 80s when people were doing stupid shit and they were putting, you know, the star, the satanic star, and they went after fucking Ozzy Osbourne. Get the fuck over it. There's a certain level of responsibility, I think. So,
and that's the thing. I think that's exactly it. You know, I think as a parent that you have to fucking parent. Like, that's just what it is, man.
Right.
You know, if you got a son, you got to teach that boy how to treat a woman right. You know what I mean? And what is consent and what's okay and what's not okay and what's in a movie. Like, nobody goes and watches whatever movie that is the shoot 'em up action movie and goes, that must be the way I go through the shopping mall. You know what I mean?
Well, apparently some of them are. Look at some of these dumbasses.
But they're so fucked up. I'm talking about the majority. Nobody thinks that that's the appropriate activity. Even the people who are doing the inappropriate activity, they know they're fucked up.
Right.
Right? So don't tell me that by watching porn that it's somehow the adult industry that's decaying, you know, these younger generations of people and pushing them down to a subhuman level to treat the opposing gender.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous to me. Is that if your son or daughter, for that matter, does some dumb shit, smack him in the back of the neck and tell him, buck up, this is how you fucking fix the problem, this is how you act right, don't be a fucking asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's your fucking job. You know, everybody leaves it to the school. The fuck?
Or the internet these days.
I don't understand. Like, okay, you know, to, I had a long time, I had a online conversation with somebody that was talking about, like, you know, porn is set up specifically to demean women because of the orgasm. The scene is over when the guy has an orgasm. He comes on her face or she's lower than him. So he comes, you know what I mean? Like, that's like the ultimate position to put a woman down into, to let her know that she is completely submissive to man. Okay, maybe to a degree, but then there's also porn that fucking is ultra feminine. You know what I mean? Like the female dom shit and all that kind of stuff. I can make the same argument that that's demeaning and demoralizing to men and their standards. The bottom line is you have to have somebody who's your moral compass to be like, hey, man, like, you might be into that shit, but you might want to get some consent before you slap the shit out that bitch when you fuck her.
Yeah, stop putting your fucking head on her or your foot on her fucking head. Maybe she didn't want that shit.
You know, maybe you should have the conversation, because if you're ballsy enough to do something like that, then you should be conscious enough to have a correct conversation prior to. And saying, well, I saw it on a video. Well, I see all kind of shit on the video. Doesn't mean I should be doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And again,
once I watched the Three Stooges as a kid. Doesn't mean I can walk around and slap people every time I don't like them.
Right. And if I did that, I got my ass whooped.
Right.
Because.
But it sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
But you learn real quick. Like, you know, if you did that to your parents or something, they smack the shit out of you and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, apparently nothing.
Wrong. I did wrong and I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, so I don't know that I'm buying the argument. I agree that the level of accessibility of sensitive material of a sexual nature is very prevalent at this point in time. I also agree that parents have to take a very active role.
A bigger one. I think a bigger one than they used to.
A huge one, because excuse me, you're having people start into sexual activity at a much younger age, and with the ageism and age play that we go through is perpetuating a certain area of that. But these are all grown adults.
Right.
They're grown fucking adults.
Doesn't matter what they fucking look like. They're still over the age.
Yeah. And it's 110% legal. And I find it funny that in our incest stuff, everybody has to be a step person. You can't fuck your sister.
Right.
Like, not that I'm trying to fuck anybody, my sister. I don't want it to sound like that. But I mean, like, for legal reasons, whoa, you can't say that's your sister and then fuck her. Why? I mean, because I'm comparing that to mainstream movies. You can have 12-year-olds smoking. You've had movies where they've depicted a minor as a drug addict or as a killer. But I can't have two consenting adults that are obviously role-playing, obviously playing a role, obviously are not related.
The difference is there's nudity and there's sex. And that's what, because you can have insinuate, or even you can have people portraying a child being molested.
Right.
And it can get nasty and uncomfortable to a point where you're like, oh, this is fucking with me. I don't want to see it. But they never put a cock in there. And that's where I think that because of the Part 2257 laws and all this other shit. But here's the same. So the same thing that you're saying is it's okay for you being the stepdad to fuck your stepdaughter.
Right.
And but you can't do the this is my daughter portrayal.
Right.
But going back to what we said earlier, I can really not portray, but I really can do what's considered a fucking illegal war crime.
Right.
On camera. So right. It's okay for me to waterboard someone because you know, there's no faking what I'm doing. So, but if you say, hey, I fucked this girl, you know, 15 times on camera and we all know she's not my sister.
Right.
Because the WikiLeaks and you can go on to Google now and type in Derek Pierce and your full name and everything's going to show up anyway.
Yeah.
So to have that level of, I'm not really comfortable with you fucking your sister, but it's okay for JP to waterboard a bitch all day long until she's like screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird thing that we do, but we play by the rules. You can't have alcohol in a porn scene because it implies
non-consent.
Right. And so you can't have alcohol, but you can have underage drinking in a mainstream movie and they can make really bad fucking decisions for the sake of the script. Totally okay.
Yeah.
Totally okay. What did you say? 12-year-old gets fucking drunk and steals her uncle's truck. Sounds like a good fucking movie to me.
Yep.
You know, but two consenting adults that have a glass of wine sitting on the table don't even have to drink the wine.
No, I can't.
You just have to somehow acknowledge that this is alcoholic beverage, even though we didn't drink it, can't be in the scene.
Right.
And they do that err on the side of caution because of billing.
Right.
You know, which I think is ultimately what it is.
It is. That's the elephant in the room with everybody is you've got this, I mean, Visa. Visa's running this company, this entire industry. But the funny thing, too, and I don't think a lot of people know this, is all of us have the same set of shooting rules.
Right.
Whether it's MindGeek, whether it's Gamma, whether it's Kink.com, the problem, or not even the problem, I should say, the difference is that Kink has been leaning on those fucking shoot rules and what we're able to do and not do the entire time.
Right.
Because I talked to someone at the bigger company, or, you know, at MindGeek and shit.
Right.
And I was, when I was, you know, messing around with them, and I was like, so why are you guys, I feel like, don't you have the same shoot rules? Is it different because you guys are in a different country or based in a different country? He's like, no, we have the same ones. And I was like, why not? He was like, because we like to err on this way over here to be safe. And you motherfuckers are leaning over going, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. And I didn't think about it, but it's because we kind of grandfathered in, for lack of a better term. Like, we've been doing it so long that people are like, okay, here we go again with Kink. What the fuck are they going to do now? Because we, of course, did with Families Tied. We did this. We did, oh, you guys are doing incest? Well, we're going to tie a bitch up. And then we're going to fuck the stepdaughter. And then we're going to make the stepmom get tied up. And then we're going to fuck both of them tied up.
Right. Which is Families Tied.
Right. Exactly.
it's an interesting industry. I'm never surprised, yet always surprised. I'm not surprised that I'm surprised when we do shit. You know what I mean? Like totally didn't see that coming, but I expected it.
Yeah. You know? I'm not surprised, but I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, something like that, and I just find it an interesting industry. It's full of cool twists and turns.
Exactly.
And you can't get fired in porn.
Well, you can, but you got to fuck up pretty bad.
Who's fired? Who's fired in porn?
Well, you don't get fired. You just don't get brought back.
Bullshit. You get a fucking raise, and you get a promotion. You can't get fired in porn. You fail upwards.
I don't know.
Somebody that got fired in porn.
I'm not going to say anybody's name on.
I'll say the motherfucker, Mr. Marcus. Marcus didn't get fired. He's still involved in adult.
All right. So you want to talk? We'll talk about that one. So that motherfucker, he came in, faked a test.
Yeah.
And tried to spread syphilis around like candy on fucking Halloween.
Yes and no. He had already taken the appropriate medication and was not aware that he needed to then take a different test.
But didn't he change his test? Like, he photoshopped his chest.
He did. Okay. He did completely wrong. So 110%.
He was deceptive.
100% deceptive. You know, on a really, really low level. Like, it was some real dirtbag shit that he did.
Right.
But
which sucks, because I've been watching that motherfucker before I ever started making porn.
He was frustrated because he kept testing dirty for something he had already been treated for, because he was using the wrong test and nobody told him to disclose that he had already had that syphilis. And so, because there's one test that tests for the actual syphilis.
Right.
And then there's another one that tests for the viability of the antibodies.
Okay.
Like, you're contagious right now. And he kept using the wrong test, but nobody told him.
Right.
And so, but rather than do the proper research, he was just like,
I'll fix this
shit out this motherfucker, which turned into a huge fucking deal.
But let me pause you there real quick, because I agree with that. But the fucking director, producer on that fucking set should have fucking caught it. Because all of us, and you know this because you've been doing this long, we all, as director, producers, we all have access to the fucking system.
I know. At the time it wasn't PASS system.
It was AIM, and we all had access.
It wasn't PASS. No, AIM was already gone. CET, maybe AIM. I don't remember if AIM was gone.
But the director, so the director had no way of knowing.
Do you know the only reason why they knew? I know the director.
Okay.
I know exactly who shot the scene that ended up coming to PASS with that. So he had a stack of papers,
right
with everybody's test, and he was going through doing all of his paperwork, test, model release, W9, whatever the fuck, right? And a couple of the tests were on top of each other from the scene, so he was separating everything.
Right.
And he noticed that some of the spacing on the actual, on Marcus's test didn't exactly line up. So he happened to be holding two tests at the same time and looked and was like, oh, shit.
Oh, so this is the director who caught him.
Right.
Because how did he actually shoot?
Yes.
So he did do a few shoots, because I know there was a couple models that are like, that's it, I'm done. I don't even want to be in an industry anymore. Yeah. This can be happening, especially because Marcus was such a trusted big name.
Absolutely.
I think his official, what we were talking about earlier, he was a porn star.
100%. Yeah. 100%. But that's the only reason why he got caught. If you saw the test by itself, you would have just looked and been like, oh, he's fucking good.
But side by side, you're like, wait a minute.
The sizing of the image was not right. Right? Something was off.
Right.
And that's what then he called. And it wasn't verified. And that's what then started that process.
But so do you know factually, because I don't know this, did he infect anyone else?
No.
He was already treated. He shut the place down. We had to do a moratorium.
Precautionary.
Right, because that's what we do.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you guys know this, just to give you a quick example. Gets positive in anything, we shut the entire...
Yeah. We self-police.
Within 15 minutes of it, the agents are called, directors are called, major companies are called, and within, I'd say, a half hour max, every production in the entire industry is shut the fuck down, and we don't go forward until everyone's retested.
Yeah.
No one was actually infected. Because that's the thing. I don't know. All I know is that he did it, and it was fucked up, and it was deceptive.
Oh, 100%.
But I also know that next year, following that bullshit, he showed up at AVN, because I heard people that saw were standing there when it happened.
I saw him at X-Biz.
And people were like, dude, what's up, man? Don't worry about that shit, Marcus. I got you. I'm going to keep booking you.
Of course. Hence why I said you cannot get fired in porn.
I disagree because, well, you know what? No, that's a damn lie, too. You can get fired from my set. I will not
bang your ass. But that doesn't mean other people. I know a director.
I do know one that I fired, which I was like, this bitch will never come on my set again. I called her agent, and it was such a thing because, you know me, I don't do that. I was so fucking livid that I was like, dude, I'm not shooting that bit. No, I told the talent agency or our talent department back at Kink. And they called the agent and was like, and he called me. He's like, what the fuck's going on? Because it was one of those JP doesn't get mad like this. And I was like, this is what happened. This is what happened. I'm never shooting her again. She now lives in Europe, but she's still in the industry.
I know a director who had a contract with one of the big companies.
Okay.
One of the biggest companies. And did not run it the way the other directors ran it. He was prior to them, so he had kind of like a different system.
Right.
Basically, the way his shit was set up was he was skimming off the top of everybody.
Okay.
So if you were his shooter, he'd say, JP, normally you get whatever, $500 a day. I'll book you 4 days a week, but give me $100 off.
Okay.
So you'll have 4 days of work as opposed to one or two, but just give me a little bit of a break.
Right.
And then he did the same thing to the makeup artist, did the same thing to the talent, to the male talent, and said, I'll book you 10 times or 8 times or 6 times this month.
Right.
Just give me a break. And everybody went, yeah, okay, I'll take the work. And then he submitted his invoices in their entirety with the full rates. So he was already making around $30,000 a month as a producer and director, plus what he was siphoning off of all of the talent and crew that he was doing.
Right.
So this company found out. They sued him. He countersued them for breach of contract. They settled out of court, gag order, not able to talk about it, right, for an undisclosed amount of money. But everybody knew what the accusations were, right?
Right.
This director turns around and goes immediately to one of their competitors and they go, fuck yeah, we'll hire your ass. Let's go. And he proceeds then to make the same amount of money for said company and then did it to another company. And I'm like, y'all know he ripped these motherfuckers off, right?
I feel like I might know who you're talking about.
Now, I was never misled. He never bounced a check to me, ever.
Right.
And I was cool with the guy, but I always knew what the deal was up front.
Right.
But when I found out all of this shit, and he didn't even have to go to these other companies. These other companies called him.
Right.
And they were like, so do you want to direct for us? And they would. One company even gave him more money than what he was making originally.
I've heard that, though. There's a thing, because most of the big companies say you have to send us a line item, like tell us what the, show us your budget. Right. And then we'll, and most of the time, some of the lower ones are like, well, that's all you're going to get paid.
Right.
And then there's some that are like, well, thanks for the budget, but now that we see what you're spending your money on, good for you, because this is how much we pay for the shoot, and this right. is how much you'll get paid. And the bigger companies do that.
Right.
And every time, because this is what you do, even when you're in LA, you still have, even if it's just for an Uber, you still have travel expenses. So this person was putting down, wherever they were shooting, I don't remember now, but they were shooting that they, you know, had people had to fly in. And when people were flying in, they were it was saying that I'm buying flights for these mm-hmm. models. And then when it came time to book them, you're going to have to drive. Excuse me? Yeah, you're going to drive. Well, you're not going to buy my flight? No, I'm not buying your flight. And they were pocketing all of this fucking money. And to this day, as far as I know, still shooting.
Of course. Because I'm telling you, you cannot get fired in porn.
I kind of hate you right now. Because the more I'm sitting here talking it out, I'm like, fuck, you're right, aren't you? But, you know, I was saying that earlier, too, is that I'm... that the reputation, like the reason I shoot the level people that I shoot at for the kind of stuff that I do, like, you know, most bondage companies are not getting the level that I'm getting.
No, of course not.
And it's because of the reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, I mean, I'm not going to change because of that, but apparently you don't have to have the best reputation to just keep on trucking.
Can't get fired in porn.
Damn it. Motherfucker.
Can't get fired in porn. I'm still waiting for somebody to be fired.
This is where I need, and I can't use it because I don't have it licensed, but the Chris Tucker. How the fuck you get fired on your day off?
Yeah, you cannot get fired in porn. I don't.
Crew can get fired, but talent.
No, that just moved to another set.
You know what? That's ugly, too. Yeah, that's right, too. I'll have to tell you later.
You can get fired from a company. I shot Ron Jeremy at one point in time when I was shooting camera. With a friend of mine, and I forgot to run the audio from camera A, and I got fired. And then I went on to direct my first fucking movie. you almost haven't made it. They're like, have you been fired yet? And you're like, no. And they're like, come back when you've been fired and let go. Then we'll hire you, and give you more money and more days and more scenes.
It actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking back, when me and Ogre had our first falling out,
right.
Remember I told you he fired me and kicked me because we were roommates, and he kicked me out of the house in the same text message?
Right.
I got my job back.
Of course you did.
And I think I might have actually, you know, worked on trying to get a raise.
Yeah.
But now that I'm thinking about it, fuck. But I didn't get fired because of me fucking up. I got fired because of what other reasons.
Matter.
But yeah.
Can't get fired anymore.
Damn.
Think of the worst performer that you've ever seen. Bet you he can still get a scene somewhere.
Well, I was going to say, but you know, the one in my head, the worst one is, here's the thing that's fucked up. He's HIV positive now. And he is still out there. I've had models say, hey, have you heard of so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah.
Talking about, what's his name? Fucking the blonde kid. I'll say his name. I don't give a fuck.
No, not a blonde. Was he blonde?
Yeah. The one that uses you for Chanta. Why am I having a brain freeze?
Yeah. Bulky dude.
Yeah. He used to go by, I know his gay name because I confronted him about it.
Both of us knew that. Either way, the point is this.
What the fuck is his name? Say his fucking name. Don't be a bitch.
I don't throw shade like that, man.
Don't be a bitch.
I don't throw shade.
He deserves shade. Fuck him.
You know what? For doing the things that he's doing. I'll tell you.
What was his first name? And I'll remember.
It was initials.
Okay. What was it?
I just told you I'm not going to say the name.
And the initials. What were the initials?
You know I'm going to beep this if I say it out loud.
Okay,
right?
Fine.
Just so you're going to end up saying it. Started with a T.
Oh, fuck my life. I remember him and his.
He apparently is still out there trying to do something.
Yeah, and I know who you're talking about because he's like, no. I caught it early and I was able to get rid of it.
I think when he was performing gay when he first came in, I think his name was Nick Steele.
Yeah, Nick Steele.
Yeah.
And I remember exactly when I confronted him about it too. because we were on a set of a movie called Bad News Bears something. It was a parody.
Right.
And he was talking shit about Christian, Triple X, who at the time.
This is where him and I had a falling out too, because he talked shit about Christian, and Christian has always owned everything he's fucking right. done.
And at the time, Christian and I were very good friends. And Nick, why can I not remember his fucking porn name? I remember using Shit for Chance all the time. What the fuck was his last name? Cummings. Go. Fucking, God damn it. What was his first name?
I already gave you half the fucking thing. It's only T.
Fuck, I can't remember.
Anyway, anybody that's watching, you, if you haven't figured it out by now, you Google that shit.
Yeah, fucking tell me, because I can't remember shit. But anyway, so we were on the set, and he was going on and on about Christian, blah, 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 about him doing gay shit and tranny shit and all this shit. And I looked up. We were sitting in the fucking stands because we were shooting. There was like 8 or 9 girls because it was like the team thing and whatever. And I go, didn't you do gay porn? And everybody stopped. Fucking just cold stopped.
Well, of course, because if you're sitting there talking shit about someone who does gay porn or does crossover is the term we use, and then you get called on it, of course, I'd be like.
And he goes, well, I seem to remember hearing that you did gay porn. You calling somebody else out about the shit. Didn't you do that? And he started stuttering and stammering. And then he goes, well, that was a long time ago. And I said, I know, but you're talking about a dude who does it and doesn't hide the fact that he did that, and then he fucks T-girls.
And you're throwing fucking shade.
So what the fuck is what's your problem?
Right.
And he was like, well, I think it's fucking bullshit. And I go, but why did you start going, gay porn? And then you stopped. And he goes, well, I had a girlfriend at the time, and she, like, coerced me into doing it. And I was like, dang, you got a bitch who made you suck dick for money?
That's some good pussy.
Like, damn, homie, like, you got no balls, huh?
Well, that's the thing. Here's the thing is, if anybody, and that's why I've always respected
Christian. TJ Cummings.
There you go.
Fucking, that's what it was.
With Christian was always like, I'm a male performer, and I have made it clear that I don't care. I will fuck anybody, and I actually have preferences in one way or the other, and he owned it. And when I found out about TJ, the same thing. It was like, hey, because we have legal documents that say, I need your legal name, your stage name that you're using today, and any stage name you used in the past. TJ, you left this blank, homie. I was like, you don't have any more names? He's like, nope, it's the only one. I'm like, are you sure? Because I think he's like, nope, that's the only one. And he'd get real like stern with me. And I was like.
You know, I had a problem at one point in time because there were girls that were coming to me and said, I didn't know you did gay porn. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, no. I saw your name. And I said, where do you see my name? I never done gay porn in my life. Right. There's a problem. If you want to suck some dick, suck some dick. I don't care. And apparently, at Kink, there was a little twink dude from the East Coast that had adopted my name.
Get the fuck out.
And they told him, whoever was at Kink, and said, you can't use that name. We already have a performer that's using that name, and he's a straight performer. It's going to be confusing. And so, but he was going by Derek Pierce.
Did he change, like, D-E-R?
I found him on whatever social media, and I DM'd him or private messaged him or whatever. It was basically like, look, man, you're going to need to back up off my name. I mean, like, you know what I mean? We're going to have some problems. But he spelled it D-E-R... E-C-K-E-K or something
right.
like that. Not the way I spell it. But there was a little while there where girls like, I saw your name on, I Googled your name looking for you and this other shit came up. And I'm like,
spell my name right, bitch.
I was like, you are never going to see a picture of me. It right. might say it on a box cover, but find me. Find me with an extra dick around.
Do you remember?
It doesn't exist.
Right after you got in the industry, I think it was close to about the same time you were coming in the industry. I think there was a model and she was a flash and she was gone. Her name was Tyra Banks. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
She's skinny. She was LA Direct.
Yeah.
Skinny ass girl.
Yeah, I do remember.
Apparently, the real Tyra Banks caught wind and pulled her, because Tyra Banks had her own show at the time.
Yeah, of course.
Pulled her on the fucking show and was like offering to pay her, to buy her out. Girl, tell me what you need. If you're that desperate, you're using my name to do porn. Because that was the thing. There was, what was the other girl's name? Cindy Crawford. Remember her?
Vaguely.
That was her real name. Like, that was, like, you know, like, a lot of the girls now, well, not a lot, but several of the girls use their real name. That was her real name. She's like, it was her birth given name was Cindy Crawford, so she started using it.
There was Capri Cavalli, who had to change her name to Capri Cavani.
I remember her.
Because of Roberto Cavalli, the clothing designer.
No shit. I remember.
She got a cease and desist over that.
We used to shoot her at Dungeon Corp.
Maybe.
Yeah. Super fucking chill, too, right? Nice big bolt-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She kind of had the full under with the nipple a little pokier up.
Vaguely remember, yeah.
Yeah. She was hot. She
Canadian.
She was a big-time pain slut. Like, she loved that shit. Mm.
I don't think I ever got to beat her ass.
I did. I sure as fuck did. Let's see. How are we looking for time? Because it's getting dinner time. Damn it. Wrong button. Oh, shit. We're an hour and a half deep. How are you feeling? You want to get out of here and go get some dinner?
Yeah, we can handle that shit. Because you got your whole fucking board right there.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah, you got your whole, you got your board and I got mine.
All right. Well, you know what? Before we go, let's compare some fucking noises.
Hold on,
here.
Let me fucking find your good shit. All right. You got a cat call on there?
A cat call.
Yeah. No, you don't got a cat call.
No, I don't have
okay.
that.
Okay. How about a kiss? No?
Oh, hold on before you go any further. I got something that sounds just like it though. You ready? Zipper. So that's a zipper.
Yeah, but it's not a kiss. I said you have a kiss.
No.
Do you have a school bell?
Hold on.
Look it up, fucker. I got it right here.
Hold on. School bell. No, I just got.
How about a boxing bell? That's a good one.
You ready for my bell? Here's my bell. That's not even a bell. That's a twinkle.
That's so Peter Pan of you.
Well, you know what I got that for? That's for actually labeled as plug. Someone's like, hey, I do blah, 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 blah. I'm like, plug. That's really loud. Sorry, people. You know what I do have that you don't have? You may have it. You ready? You ready for this one? What's up? You got that?
Flush?
You got a toilet flush?
I had to find it.
I wonder how many people have like completely turned this off.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. Right there. $700. $7. You ain't ready.
All right. You know what? Shots fired. Ready?
Yeah. I have, let's see. Oh, I have an ice beam.
Ice beam. Hold on. Let me see if I got something to go with ice beam.
I have a laser. You don't have a laser. That's fucking Star Wars.
Kind of, yeah. Oh, that is. Oh, and then it hits its target. You ready?
Oh, I got.
Damn it.
You ain't ready.
I'm ready. But you know what I got? I guarantee you don't have on your little app.
What?
Listen, you ready? Listen close.
It's an honor to be corrupted by you, okay?
Yeah, because you fucking had that recorded. I bet I can put a recording on here, too.
But that wasn't Coach. That actually, someone said that. That was Joanna Angel.
How about?
Damn, I need that. That's a good one.
See? You ain't ready.
But see, these are the ones that I don't usually use. That I have this. You ready? I know you got that. I know that's like one of the most common ones.
It's probably on here or something.
People are like, this is what, for the record, this is what him and I do when no one's looking. This is how we act. Was that fucking Trump saying that to me?
It might have been. I don't know.
Kill his ass. I don't want to say that too loud either. Yeah, the cool, I mean, it's like the applause. Then there's the, every once in a while I get to use when somebody says something. I'm like, whoa. Say that again? And then the toilet flush when they suck. And then there's the cricket noises. You know what I haven't done this entire time? Hmm. And I showed you earlier. Is I haven't pushed my new button because the guy that works for me, that you know, yeah. Christmas Disco.
Yeah.
Forever. Because I call him Disco on here. And I always had the jingle bells because of the Christmas parts. But yeah. I decided that since I've said his name, I just needed something else. So now we have.
I feel like there has to be some graphics to go with that.
There's Disco, man.
Yeah, but there has to be some graphics.
That's, you know what? I'm getting ready to relocate.
Or a light disco ball.
Disco ball?
Yeah.
The lights go down.
And then every time you hit that, it should go off.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Can your board do that? No, it fucking can't.
No.
You know what my board can do? $700.
You know what my board can do when you ask it to do that? It can do this. Nothing. Got nothing.
Yeah, your board can do nothing. Yes, I got that. $700 wasted. I saved $693.
But you know, do you sound this good through your phone?
Probably.
No.
I probably do.
I've talked to you on the phone. You don't.
I sound fucking amazing.
Everywhere you go.
I'm out of here, man.
All right, man. You were awesome. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
My pleasure,
and,
brother.
Maybe I'll see you on the red carpet. I'll walk by you as you're posing. Everyone's like, Derek. I'll swing by you.
No, you know what? I'm actually going to have my podcast on the red carpet. Because I fucking know people. I got juice, homie.
You know what I got? In a dungeon off the strip.
You know what you got? Hit that cricket.
I got nothing. That's it. Right but there. You know what? I got you over here.
Yeah. So I'll if I see you on the red carpet and we're interviewing, I'll fucking pull you over there.
Can I swing over and get some knuckles at least?
Hell yeah. I'm going to ask you some questions. Be like, you know, what's the favorite male performer you've had this year?
Me.
Probably.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Man. I'll see you next time.